was a nice guy who always seemed to be the last one to know about anything. One day, Dick overheard some coworkers talking about the LA Edge Web Radio Network and how they loved the shows that were on it. Dick was curious, but his procrastination took over and he never checked it out. Don't be a dick. Listen to LA Edge Web Radio.
The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
For all Americans, this is our vision. This is our mission, but we can only get there together.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go!
We are one people with one destiny.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go!
We all bleed the same blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we all are made by the same God.
Welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation, the politically incorrect political talk podcast.
That's an understatement.
That was rude to interrupt him like that.
Thank you, Mike. That was very American of you.
Freaking yuppies, man. Did you mention it was funny?
I think they get it. But my question is, do you think they realize that we're talking about political issues in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say at this point in the dialogue, they know we talk about politics.
Well, maybe we should just shut up and start the show. What do you think?
I agree wholeheartedly with you, Kevin.
Good grief. Who are the yuppies now?
Not me. I'm an American.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another week of the Chalk Line of a Nation. I am Chris, along with your host, Mr. Kevin Malone and Mr. Mike Backstrom. How you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's up?
I'm pissed off.
Kevin, normal. I know.
And No.
Is it really bad?
Honestly, brother, I feel you. And before we get into our humor, you know.
Well, don't feel me because I swing that way, okay? I'm sorry.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
Yeah, but on a serious note, I would really like to send out my sincerest condolences to the families of the victims of today's tragedy at the Parliament. This is just another sign to show you guys that it really doesn't matter where we live, we're never safe. And this is why we're trying to keep the people out of our country that we're trying to keep out of our country, because we don't want this kind of stuff to happen to us. But
I just think it's
completely awful of what happened today. And I just think that these people who just go out on these lone wolf things and do their thing, man, it's just do the world a favor and do it to yourself. You know,
you're definitely going to see more of it. ISIS is encouraging them to do it that way instead of going to Syria or whatever to train. They're encouraging them to do some lone wolf attacks.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know, if you weren't so weak in your own damn country
and didn't allow yourself to be overrun and run roughshod over, maybe these kind of things wouldn't happen to you.
What's happening here?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's coming here, man. It's coming.
It's coming.
Exactly.
The beginning of it. I mean, we're now our president can't keep us safe. So what do we do?
I feel sorry for the family members of innocents and stuff like that. But you know, when it comes to Parliament, you guys are the ones that have been making rules over there where you allow these mullahs to stand on street corners and shout out death to Christians, death to whoever the hell they want. But if a British citizen stands out on the street corner and says, you know what, to hell with Muhammad or whatever, just because he's angry and he has the right to be, he goes to jail for hate speech. So,
right,
you know, maybe if enough members of the British Parliament and the royal family, maybe enough of them get killed, maybe they'll start rethinking some of this idiocy. I mean, you know, look at Sweden, man. Look what they're putting up with. They're not even allowing their own citizens to know that they're being raped and their churches are being burnt, because that's not politically correct. You know? But, you know, and the truth of the matter is they're all afraid. Every one of them's afraid. They're afraid of Islam, and there's no reason to be afraid of Islam. Islam is not by itself a bad thing. It's just, you know, when you get these people that hijack a faith, a religion, you know, and start spouting off this insanity, you know, it's what happens.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, you know, I to me, man, I always try to reach out and have love for everyone. You know, there's always going to be a bad apple in every bunch.
Well,
but it really seems like, a lot of these attacks are really, really coming from people of the Muslim communities. And I don't want to say in a hate type of way. I don't. But here's the problem that I have with what happened today. You know, if the problem is that they want us out of the Middle East, you know, want, you know, Europe, the European forces and our forces out of the Middle East, then I say, guess what? We're going to pull every single one of our troops out. And then you see what happens to you with when ISIS comes through and raids your freaking village, rapes your sister, rapes your mother, kills your father. And then what are you going to do? So don't
just
take
don't
it out
rape
on
their
us.
Goats.
Instead of taking it out on the innocent people who are walking on the street, doing their daily duties to make life good for themselves. Why don't you go over to the Middle East and take that knife to ISIS? You know why? Because you're gutless. Today's acts at the Parliament were gutless and cowardice, and I'm sick to my stomach about this stuff, man. I've had enough.
And, you know, a lot of these guys, and I have a hunch you're going to find this was a refugee that came in from somewhere, or, you know, somebody that came from a different country from Middle East that was Islamic terrorist, you know. Plan to do this, you know, many times. Regardless, you know, if you could have a radical Islamic terrorist sitting next door to you and wouldn't even know it, that's going to live there 15 years and decide to convert to ISIS and do it, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to look at it this way too, Mike. I mean, it's like, okay, right now, you know, hey, Islam is the flavor of the month, so to speak. You know, you go back a few centuries and it was Christianity. It's this thing, and now, you know, here I'm the rare guy out of the three of us, I think. I'm the atheist. So I have issues with all organized religion. And I think it's all done great evil in the world. But, you know, I mean, if we look at it today, you know, and especially in terms of the last several centuries, who is it that's doing the bulk of the really vile, violent stuff? Okay. No, Christians aren't running around chopping people's heads off, at least not lately that I know of, you know, and throughout history, I can't think of any time the Buddhists have ever done anything bad. Buddhists seem to be pretty chill people in my book. You know, it's mainly the Hindus, the Christians, and the Muslims that have done the bulk of the really messed up stuff throughout history. But again, we come down to this thing, you know, I've said before, when you're dealing with somebody who who thinks that they have to do whatever wild, messed up shit it is they're doing because their God tells them to, then you can't negotiate with this person. You cannot reason with them.
No, they're going to do it.
It can't be done.
You're going to have no.
So what do we do? What do we do? My solution, again, I'm the common sense guy. You know, I'm the guy that says there's an easy solution to all problems. My solution is kill them. Okay. I'm done.
I have no problem with that.
You know?
How do you know who they are?
Well, you know, when you're – here's the thing. I remember when 9/11 happened.
Wait until they come down the street. That's what's happening. We're killing
them. No.
We're waiting until they
kill
12,
don't.
15 people.
No. If you do that, you're going to lose a lot of your people.
Yeah,
that's a huge mistake on our part. I mean, I was laying in a hospital bed half dead from pneumonia on the morning of 9/11. You know, I woke up that morning after being like basically in a coma for several days, and I woke up to the first building burning. And then while I was laying there in bed dumbfounded, I saw the second plane hit. And as soon as that second plane hit, I knew what was up. You know, now, did I automatically hate all Muslims? Of course not. It's ridiculous. I had Muslim friends, you know.
You end up hating the terrorists that did it.
Absolutely. But what I began to hate more than anything else was this blindness, you know. And I got really angry when, you know, look, I never expected all Muslims to stand up and apologize to America for 9/11. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But what I did expect them to do, what I've been expecting Christian Americans to do for decades now, is when you see these people like, oh my God, Pat Robertson, you know, Jimmy Swaggart, when you see these people who have hijacked your faith, your religion of peace and love and compassion, and turned it into pro-nuclear weapon, kill homosexuals, you know, beat your children kind of stuff. And you say, well, they don't represent us. They don't speak for us. But yes, they do. They speak for you every time there's an election. Who do the fundamentalist fake Christian Republicans go towards? They know they'll go hang out with Pat Robertson and all these guys. You know, and if you're Hillary Clinton, well, you're going to go hang out with George Soros and Warren Buffett. And the leaders of those god-awful cults, you know. You're all basically giving the devil a hummer is what I'm saying.
Go right back to the terrorism. How are you going to know who the terrorists are? How do
you
know in America where the terrorists are? How are you going to stop?
That's one area where I actually support our president.
Well, and that's the problem. Our president can't do shit about it because – everybody thinks it's a Muslim ban.
Oh, yes,
you know
he can.
Why?
He can
you
do
know,
a lot
no,
about
no.
it.
You know why this all is starting to happen in such a huge, huge span of time since the last attacks, really, you know, with the hostage situation in the 80s and this and that, but why it's happening so often over the recent years, over the last decade, because we're really becoming a very soft world, you know, no longer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the guy that was captured today, I don't even know. Was he captured alive? I don't even know. But
no, they shot him.
The
he died.
Okay, good. Because here's the thing I was going to say. In a lot of circumstances where I've seen situations, they always want to try to get the guy, you know, to interrogate them. I get that. But you know what? These guys are so brainwashed, they're not going to tell you anything. End it right there for the world. Don't put them in a jail cell. Don't let us pay for them.
No.
Don't allow us to take the chance of them getting out on some political democracy or diplomacy or some crap that they pull out of the woodworks with their lawyer and get out of jail. End it right there for the world. Take one away, because guess what? With everyone we take away, they're going to end up taking three or four of ours because they've proven.
I got an idea. Why don't we take the 100 and some intelligence officers that are investigating the collusion with Russia and put them on listening to what's going on with ISIS, and maybe we'll catch some of these bastards.
ISIS is us, Mike. We are ISIS. Let's get it straight.
That's a good way of segueing into the whole wiretapping thing. But no, you're right, because we waste so much government money on BS. Just oh my God, man, it's ridiculous the stuff we waste money on. Because, I mean,
I
like
don't know.
Said, you know,
I need a $5,000 toilet seat, don't you?
Right. But, I mean, they really, yeah. Got, like Mike said, they've got these 21 guys working on this stupid Russian collusion thing, and God knows how many people worked on this wiretapping crap, you know, and it's like, look at all the money that's being wasted right now, and we're wondering why we're in debt.
Before we get into that.
And the House and Senate ain't governing the country. They're too worried about what's going on with Trump.
Before we talk about this, I need to get something straight, because I want to make 100% sure that I'm on the right track, okay? Now, the left, or I should say the bulk of the media, is saying that because of interference by Vladimir Putin and the Russian government, Hillary Clinton is not president of the United States. Do I have this right?
Yeah.
No. That's not what they're saying. Right. That's not exactly what they're saying.
No, they're saying that the Russians hacked the election to make sure that Trump became president. So what I'm asking is,
correct,
if that's true, then that's why Hillary is not president.
Well, they're saying that Hillary's not president because Russia did it. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
But,
so if that's the case, then all I have to ask you is, why the hell aren't we building a huge statue, like right next to the Statue of Liberty, of Vladimir Putin, and thanking him for making sure
that skank is
not our president? I don't like Trump, but come on. That's like asking, okay, who would you rather have for president, Satan or Hitler? I mean, come on. I don't like Trump, but Hillary's not president. Is this not something we can all agree upon as a good thing? Isn't
no,
it?
No, actually,
well, I mean, I know the left won't, but
there's a lot of people out there that disagree and think Hillary would be a great
Yeah,
person,
I know.
Which is sad.
And we need,
which is really,
and we need
sad
to bring Soylent Green.
I read
Soylent Green, kids.
I'll tell you what, it was a pretty interesting conversation, but we didn't get too deep because they were drinking, so.
I can't say I've had too many in-depth conversations with far-left liberals, and you know, and it's hard for me, guys, because you know, I try to walk the middle of the road at all times, because I think both sides, left and right, are inherently screwed up, you know. But I mean, my God, guys, ever since this election, I've watched my beloved left just.
Leave me alone.
I mean, nuclear meltdown doesn't even come close to describing it. It's like,
oh, it's disgusting.
It's like they just said, we're going to go batshit crazy, insane, and we don't care, you know, and we'll buy into anything.
It's like,
you know,
Pelosi's sitting there arguing about, you know, not having enough time to debate the new health care act, and then right after that, there's a clip of her saying, and we got to pass this so you can see what's in it.
Yeah. You can. It's so bad that people are watching Nancy Pelosi on TV and going, yeah, yeah, what Nancy
said.
Right.
I got to bet, my cousin and I, one of us got to buy each other dinner if Trump gets impeached or not. So I'm hoping he makes it.
Well, here's the thing that's sad, and here's exactly the thing that we talk about every week of why the country's the way that it is. Okay, they were showing, talking to family members and doing all this on the news, you know, with all the over at the UK Parliament, and immediately they say breaking news: GOP Intel chair, Trump communications possibly collected, and now they're talking about
that.
You know. How about having a little sympathy for a terroristic incident
Well, how much?
I guess
today,
you
can
say attack because
the
there are up
saw...
to four people are fatally being, you know, that we lost.
No,
I mean,
there's no such thing.
I saw anything about that those two 19-year-old kids that raped the 14-year-old in Maryland. You know, two 19-year-old immigrants.
Right.
You know, today is the first time you've seen that. And there's, I mean,
no, you gotta wait until it.
And it's all you see on the news is this stupid politics.
You gotta wait until a cop shoots a guy who's got a criminal record longer than we are tall. You know, he points a gun at a cop and the cop shoots him and kills him. And we got to wait until certain organizations show up on TV for that.
But you know what? You know what? You're wrong,
right,
Kevin. They're not going to break the news of what's going on in the White House. They're not going to break that news for that nowadays. It is 24/7, nothing but the Trump show.
He's right.
Well,
it's
sure.
Nothing but the Trump show, man.
It's all about Trump now because he's the big booger bear in the room, you know. But, I don't like the guy.
The damn country.
Well, you know, here's the thing, man.
People like him or not. Let's get on with running.
And I've said this. I've said this from day one, man. You know, what is it that for 8 freaking years, while Barry Obama was in office, what did we have to hear at each election? We won. He's president. Get
shut up
over it. That was it. Eat a full bag of shit and die is basically what they were telling us. You know, now I'm putting it nicely.
But they can't shut up, dude. They won't shut up. And it's annoying.
Well, no, it's because,
right,
dude, it's because you know how it was, man. Election night, they were so, the left was so convinced that Hillary was going to win it hands down. They didn't even bother to go out with their normal amount of voter fraud that the Democrats normally run with. And I'm not saying this to defend Democrats. I hate Democrats. I hate Republicans, too. You know, I'm talking about the party, not the people who vote. But that's what it was. They figured they had this so in the bag. And, dude, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I did, too. I didn't support Hillary, but I figured, oh, come on. Good God almighty. America's dumb, but they're not going to vote for Donald. You're fired. But
actually,
see, the problem
I was nervous for the first hour, and then I said, okay, he's got it.
Well, but you know, the reason I say that is not to insult Donald Trump supporters. That's just not my goal. It's just that I just figured there's just no way. But what I didn't count on was the fact that people were so fed up, so disgusted, that they would look at Donald Trump and go, I figured they looked at Trump and said, you know what? I'll vote for a Stretch Armstrong doll over Hillary. That's how bad it is. I'm going to vote for something that has no common sense, no brain. It's misogynistic. it's arrogant. It's a megalomaniac of epic proportions. But I'm willing to give this sorry sack of shit a chance because I don't want Hillary.
3 months after election, though. We're 3 months after an election. When's the last time you've seen so much of this bullshit after an election?
Oh, this is the worst I've ever seen.
Later.
No, huh. I've never seen anything like this in my life, dude. Never.
Exactly.
Not even close.
It's like, why does the media continue?
It wasn't even this bad for President Obama.
You know. For him making history, it was.
For making history. They didn't make a big deal about the fact that he was the first African-American man to make
president. But you guys aren't catching on, what you have to realize, they didn't, but that's the whole thing. You got to remember, the bulk of the media is far left. I mean, that's hands down. The only bastion of right-wing media is Fox News. That's pretty much about it.
Right.
So...
Right.
No, they didn't. They honestly thought that we've had 8 years of Obama. We trashed Bush, beyond anything. So they figured they had this so far in the bag. They didn't bother to cheat like they normally would. You know, they figured if we're going to get 8 years of Hillary in, and then God only knows we'll get 8 years of Chuck Schumer. Or some other brain dead piece of crap.
Well, what the hell would they be reporting on if Hillary won?
Well,
what
I
the
mean,
hell
they
hell
would be,
you be reporting on if Hillary won.
They would be snacking on the bones of the Republican Party is what they would be doing. Because if they had won, if Hillary had won, that would have been the end of the GOP.
Yeah.
Even though it probably should be the end.
I think they would have probably had a contest to see how many Hillary body doubles can you spot in public.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now, dudes. I'm the guy who was looking at looking like, if you vote for either one of these people, you went to sleep next to a pod. You know what I'm saying? There's a little body snatchers reference for you. You know, because I figured, you know, if you vote for Trump or you vote for Hillary, you're both mental. You know, but the fact of the matter is, we always come. We had to pick somebody.
I voted for Trump, asshole. I'm not mental.
Well, but I mean, I hate to admit this, but doesn't it come down to it all the time? If you don't take part, if you don't vote, shut the F up.
Exactly.
You know?
All right.
If you didn't vote
I'm supposed to listen to these little brain dead Nazi little pricks coming from our college campuses shouting Islamophobe, homophobe, phobe, and attacking
people. And 90% of them didn't vote.
And didn't vote and are living off mommy and daddy's fat wallet.
Well,
and I'm supposed to listen to them and let them chastise me?
Obama was president for 8 years. They couldn't afford to move out.
Well, look at Colin
Kaepernick. That's because more people aren't having abortions. That's why.
Look at
you're a far left liberal and you don't like the shit state this country's going in. Come on, far left liberals, you don't like it. You don't like all the guns in America. Abort your children, okay? Do us all
don't
a favor. Don't have any.
Don't abort.
Look, if they don't, they're going to breed, guys. Come on. And we're going to have more of them. We'll have more. We'll have more of these guys like that kid from last week, remember? That kid from Ohio, from the college campus that went to North Korea and took down a poster.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We need these people gone. Either abort them or...
I have no problem with you breeding. Just don't teach them the way you believe.
No,
just let them learn it.
I have a problem with them breeding, brother. That's the thing. It's either you let them breed or we allow the North Koreans to eat them. Okay.
You don't like Republicans or Democrats. You like neither one of them. So if neither one of them bred, we would have nobody.
Yes, you would. You would have sane people in the world, son. You would have
Please let it be known that our network is not. Please let it be known that our
Chris?
Network is not back. I said, please let it be known.
Send your hate mail to Kevin Malone.
Right. Again, please let it be known that our network does not back Kevin Malone's opinions or views.
No one does. That's the problem, man.
I finally got
the you know, we'd be... No, we'd be a lot better off. I'm just saying. Look, I'm not in favor of all
welcome
this horrible
to,
street stuff, too.
Welcome to
but...
America. We all have our own opinions, right?
Yeah, but that's the problem. It seems like we're living in America now where the far left are the only ones who seem to have a right to an opinion. And I take great issue with this, you know, which makes me say some of the extreme things that I do. It's not so much because I believe them, although I do. You know?
Well, see, and that's where there's an issue, too, because, like, you can look at somebody or talk to somebody. Like, you've got some opinions, and I may not agree
sure.
with some of your opinions. You may not agree with some of my opinions. But you have that right as well as I have the right. You know,
sure, and I don't want to beat you up because you disagree with me.
Exactly.
You know, I don't.
Why the
I don't
hell
want
to
stifle your free speech.
In the country instead of worrying about who agrees with Trump being president. That's all my issue is.
Let's,
get your
it's
ass
because
to
we're
work.
Wrong.
Let's make this country safe. Let's make this country better and quit beefing over Trump's shit.
How many generations have we had now in this country? How many generations have we had? Where we started reinforcing this thing that, well, it's your thought, it's your feelings, it has validity. and what you, how you feel matters. And it just overtook everything to the point to where common sense doesn't matter anymore. Logic doesn't matter. It's like, oh, you don't like Oasis? You don't think Oasis is a great, and there you go. You know, because you disagreed, they think they have a right not only to shut you up, but if need be, to attack you physically and hurt you, maybe even kill you, because dared to disagree.
Like Chris asked us if we were watching the Gorsuch hearings the other day, and I was. And it was really interesting to me to watch how these Democrats sat there trying
disgusting.
To get Gorsuch to rule on abortion on Roe versus Wade, what he would do. And it's like,
or Trump's immigration ban.
Yeah, his immigration ban. Like,
yeah.
He's going to give up what he's going to feel. He says, I really like the guy's answers. I think the guy's very.
But did you see Al Franken when he was trying to hammer him? I grew up with Al Franken. That's classic Saturday Night Live, man. And I'm always going to love Al Franken to a degree for Saturday Night Live. But Al Franken is a nauseating turd nugget. You know, and the way the left is behaving and with Gorsuch. Look, you know, I haven't liked much of anything Trump's done since he got elected. I sure as hell don't like Sessions and Spicer, and I don't like their stance on cannabis. I don't like it at all.
I love Spicer, dude. I can watch Spicer all
day. I don't like Trump supporting the far right GOP on this Republican version of Obamacare. I don't like it. But, you know, it is what it is. But I did like his choice of Gorsuch.
I did too. I think Gorsuch.
The reason I like Gorsuch is because, look, you know, Neil Gorsuch. Here's bottom line with Gorsuch. He is a constitutionalist.
Exactly.
He believes in the Constitution. He believes that document is frickin' sacred.
Right.
Okay. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a man of faith. I'm an atheist. So if I find anything in this world sacred, it's the Constitution. It's the Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights. That's so sacred to me. So he doesn't believe in judges legislating from the bench. Good.
That's right.
Because that's right. Not the point. That's not the place of a judge. And the most important thing is he does not, like most liberals today, he does not believe that the Constitution is a living document subject to change with the times. No, the Constitution
right.
is written in stone. It doesn't need to change because truth, justice, and right never changes.
Well, you know,
what's right will always be right.
Just by listening to Gorsuch and his answers, I don't think they're going to have to use the nuclear option. I think he'll get the votes.
I don't see how they can't, how they should have to. They really shouldn't. Although
no,
I wouldn't
guy,
blame them if
the
they
guy,
did, you know.
I mean, you just look at some of these Democrats that were talking and asking them the questions. You could tell they like
it. Oh, good God. What's his face?
I mean, you
asked him, what, three or four times. Now, how would you rule on the president's immigration bill. Like how big of an idiot do you think this dude is? I'll tell you.
Right.
Are you going to reverse Roe versus Wade? I'm going to tell you that answer, ain't I?
How many times would you vote against that? Oh, three or four. And this shows how dumb the Democrats are. I mean, come on, Democrats, liberals. I mean, I love you people, man, because I have a lot of liberal leanings. I believe in free health care in America. I think if we are really the richest, most powerful nation on earth, as we claim we are, there's no reason why we can't have health care for everyone. I don't mean for people who refuse to work and think everything should be handed to them. That's not what I mean.
First off, getting free health care is going to be tough with our $20 trillion debt. You know, getting the free health care is going to be tough. But I believe these people making the health care policies need to be on the same friggin' policy.
Hey,
period.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Then we might see some real action.
Right.
Let them eat some Gortons of Gloucester fish sticks, sons of bitches.
I mean, well, wait a minute. You know how much you and I pay for our senators and congressmen's health care?
You just made my butt pucker talking about that.
They don't pay a dime
that hurts.
For
no, they don't.
I guarantee they don't pay a dime for it. I bet they don't have a copay. It's like the military used to. And I don't know if they still are, but.
Could you,
you
just
know,
see that?
The same,
you know, Nancy Pelosi going in to get her hemorrhoid cream or something, and, you know, oh, $3 copay. My God.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Lord,
but
that's
no,
a lot of money.
Think about it. Think about it. If these congressmen, these senators, you think about that. If they knew they had to have the same damn plan that we have, what would they do?
That's exactly what
yeah.
I say when I go pick up my prescription every month. Good Lord.
I'm sorry, Mike. You lost me when you said Nancy Pelosi, because every time I hear her talk, this is all I hear.
Oh, I know.
It's impossible. It's almost impossible not to laugh when you hear that name.
And you throw some Chris Rock in there, and it just goes all to hell,
no,
don't
it? That's all I was saying, Chris. My issue. My issue was on the healthcare thing is, if our government had to have the exact same healthcare plan and pick one of the plans we had to pick, you'd see a lot of different shit coming out.
Oh, sure you would.
Yeah.
But see,
you
the
know?
Problem is the American people believe
the
big lie.
Is they're able to do what they want to do, but force us to do what we have to do.
Well,
you
just
know?
Because we buy the big lie. The American, the working class American buys the big lie every time.
Oh.
And the big lie is, boys and girls, that the rich, the ultra-filthy, stinking rich, pig, green slime that they are, provide us, the little guy, with everything. And we should be grateful. And that's what we buy into. That's why they tell you, oh, well, if you bring a minimum wage. Look, if we're the richest, most powerful nation on earth, then anybody in America who works 40 hours a week or more should be earning a living wage. I'm not talking about living on Easy Street, but earning a level of money that they can survive upon. Okay? Yet every time, and I've watched this, I'm 56 years old, every time they've talked about raising the minimum wage, here comes the far right. Oh my God, if you do that, little mom and pop businesses will go under, and it's just going to destroy the. And it never destroys squat. Okay? But the problem is, as you know, what's the minimum wage nationwide on average now? I think it's, what, nine something an hour? Eight, $9 an hour?
I don't know.
Somewhere
know
around there?
Something here.
Okay, well, let's say between 9 and 10 an hour. Okay, you can't just automatically go, boom, it's going to be $15 an hour tomorrow.
Right.
That's a little too much too quick. And I think you need to bring it in gradually. But that's what we've been doing most of my life. We've gradually been raising the minimum wage up. But now, I'm disabled. I live on Social Security. Now, under Obama, I think we got maybe out of 8 years, I think we got two cost of living increases. And I think the biggest one was for $3 a month.
Yeah, it was like one-tenth of a percent or something, I think.
Yeah. You know, now under W, it wasn't a whole hell of a lot better, but it was like around $20 a month.
Well, and the situation where you come back with that is, you know, I mean, you've got so many people, and the right is right. If you raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, your mom-pa stores are going away. I mean, I sit there.
I don't,
with
I
our,
don't think
our
so.
State, our state has a $10 minimum wage. And if you're starting up a pizza place, it's almost impossible to keep your doors open for a year without having a ton of backing because.
But that's always been that way, dude. That's always been that way. The number one most business most likely to fail its first year is a restaurant. I don't care who you are, where you are.
Okay.
You know, They're feeding you a line of crap.
Go to the grocery store.
Same thing.
Where do you pay for groceries?
Same thing. What you have is no different if you have shoplifters. Okay.
What does the cost of groceries go up for? Why does the cost of groceries go up?
Well, numerous reasons. Number one,
it more to make bread today than it did 20 years ago.
No, of course it doesn't. But it costs more money because of unions and everything else to manufacture the bread, to transport the bread, to be a distributor for the, you know how that breaks down, and then you got your taxes and you got all the other stuff that goes along with that.
Labor in all those departments, from the time production starts, from the wheat farmer all the way up to, you got to pay that labor. Now your bread costs you $4 a loaf.
But look at what we're looking at on the opposition side of it. Okay. We're looking at it this way. We are taking a stance that unless you have a college degree and unless you've gotten the level of education that gives you a chance to earn the kind of money to where minimum wage is not a concern to you, you're less of a citizen. Now, I look at it this way. Right. Not everybody has the ability, the mental smarts to go to college. This doesn't make them stupid people by any sense of the word. Okay? And also, let's also look at the number of people who have college degrees who are working in fast food in America today. So you've got that to look at, too. But this idea that, well, if they don't make enough money to live on, then maybe they should go get an education. Well, it doesn't work that way in the real world.
You know, I don't know. You're about my age, Kevin, and I don't know if you.
I'm 56,
what
brother.
I have, but yeah, and I'm 55, so you're a year older.
Close
than
enough.
But yeah, but you know, okay. When I think about my life, I've gone through the struggles. You know, I had three kids by the time I was 21. Had three kids.
Yeah.
And I was growing up, a high school dropout, went in the military, dropped out of high school, went in the military, got out of the military. Then I started working the real world. And I would switch jobs every time someone offered me a quarter, a dime, 50 cents an hour.
Been there.
You switch every job. I came to the point in 1989, I think it was, or something like that. I decided, you know, I'm going to stay at this job for a while and see what happens. I stayed at that job, and I found out now all of a sudden I'm not making minimum wage no more. You know, after 3, 4, 5 years, I'm all of a sudden making it to be able to support my family, my three kids. I'm able to buy extra stuff, you know. I am able to have a good income. I'm middle class now. What the hell? You know, and I think I think all of us have gone through that. I think a lot of the kids are doing that now. And I think a lot of our problems with people sitting on welfare is they can't hold a job.
I hear what you're saying, brother. And you should be proud of yourself, dude. You know,
right.
You
and
should be proud of yourself. You work hard.
I am proud of myself.
Well, yeah. And damn right you should be.
I'm not going to defend the fact that these guys that aren't making the money. I see a lot of these people, and I've been on the employer side where I was hiring a lot of these people, and I'd watch them quit doing the same exact thing I did because they got another 50 cents an hour, they're going to quit. Well, every time you quit a job, you're starting at the bottom working up again.
No, dude, I hear you. But
and
the people I'm talking about, man, are not those people, okay?
Right.
It's you know, I mean, I've worked, I never was a college graduate.
Right.
I came close. But I dropped out for numerous reasons.
I came close. I graduated as I drove by and waved at it. I never went even looked.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've never been middle class a day in my life, brother. Never been.
Right.
You know, I mean,
you know,
come from.
Nothing wrong with you, and I'm not saying it was.
Absolutely not. I mean, on my dad's side, I'm Irish. I'm Irish less than working class. You know, So that aspect of me, I mean, I'll never stand with the fat cats and the big unions
and
these people, you know.
Right.
But on my mom's side of the family, I mean, I come from sharecroppers. You know, my mother and my grandparents, they worked alongside of blacks and Mexicans picking cotton and stuff. So, I mean, I know poverty, man. I mean, nobody ever gave me nothing in my life.
Poverty. Yeah,
sure.
So
we understand that stuff. You know, but what I look at is
that a lot of these kids that they grow up and they work places.
No,
and
dude, there's people out there
in mind. People don't look at the career and they haven't been taught in school. When I was in school, I don't remember them telling me that
school.
I should be this or I should be that or I should be this. You know,
we need to do 5 or 6 episodes of the show on education in America. Because it'd take at least that many to cover the insanity of it, you know.
The thing is I don't think these kids realize, and I try to teach my grandkids now, and I try to teach my kids college is the way to go, but I'm not always sure of that now. You know,
because
I went through without being a high school graduate.
Mike, I'm telling you right now,
everybody can, but you've got to get.
There's nothing wrong with college.
Like. There's a job that you like. Everybody has something they like to do, and if you find what you like to do. You're going to succeed in it. I don't care if you come from the poorest of poor. Your mom and dad lived on the streets with you. If you got something that you want to do in your mind and you put your mind to it, you're going to achieve your goal.
Huh. If you're pretty enough in this day and age,
or dumb enough. A long time ago, you know, he says you stay at a job, the longer you stay at a job, the better you're going to do. And I never believed a damn thing he said because he was a drunk.
That's pretty much true. No, that's pretty much true, though.
I just did my thing.
You know? I mean,
it is. I think that's the big issue is that people, you know, when you're struggling, and you've been there just as well as I have, and I'm sure Chris has, when you're struggling and you don't have the money, you're just like, I can't do anything. You're holding mindsets.
Brother, you and I are different generations,
dude. I can't get a good job.
You and I come from a different generation, man. I'm not trying to insult people the last few generations, although some
generation.
Of you deserve it.
I mean, we're a year apart.
We come from. No, I'm saying you and I, we're from a different generation than probably a lot of the people listening to the show
right now. Right, right.
You
I
know, or who listen
I'm
to
sorry.
The show. Yeah. You know,
we were working
12. You know. Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, look, when you and I were in our teens, I mean, we thought we knew everything pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we were young.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell us shit. You know, my father used to look at me and he'd say, I know you. You think your mother and I are stupid and you know everything. Well, guess
what?
Yeah,
my dad said that.
Yeah. One of these days you're going to find out you don't know shit, you know. And I think
the happiest
day of my father's life was the day I went, Dad. Remember when you used to tell me so-and-so, yeah? You were right, Dad. And the man glowed like a nuclear meltdown.
Yeah.
He glowed. You know? Because young people are stupid, okay?
Well, right.
And young people,
and
you're stupid. You are.
But back
you know,
to the
I
point
was stupid.
Of minimum wage, and that's what I'm talking about minimum wage is. Minimum wage is fine, but you shouldn't be on minimum wage all your life. And the only way you're going to be on minimum wage all your life is if you jump from job to job to job to job. You're not going to stay at minimum wage if you're a good worker. You could be at McDonald's and be on minimum wage when you get hired in there. And 10 years down the road, you're all of a sudden an assistant manager or manager of a store. Okay, so that's where...
It sounds like that's how it works, but that's really not how the system works.
But it does, Kevin.
No, but no, it really does.
If you're good at what you do, if you're good at what
you
do... You
guys are Republicans, and I hate you, so die.
But,
okay.
No.
No,
I know
what
I gotta win. I got to win somehow, damn it.
You've been winning all night, pal.
I
know what Mike is saying. Look. No, I know what you're saying, Mike, and I can bust it down briefly because I know exactly what you're saying because we have to get to this whole wiretap issue. We've really gotten
forgot about that, didn't we?
I've been trying, but the whole thing with what Mike's saying is, if you don't raise minimum wage for these people who you know work maybe in fast food, laborers, people you know in the blue collar workers who need that minimum wage to be able to continue their life the way that they are. Here's the problem that I know, Mike, and I think, Mike, I'm right there with you with this. if you don't raise the minimum wage, then the whole cycle of people trying to get better money is not going to work, simply because everybody's going to say, okay, I'm making, because right now I looked it up while you guys were talking about it, $7.25 an average, the national average is $7.25 an hour. That to me is a little ridiculous. $7.25 an hour is ridiculous. But
right,
like Mike said, if somebody gets 10 years down the road and they're a shift manager at a McDonald's when they started at the ground, at that point, they've gotten to the point of where they are. And what that teaches people, though, that the problem with this generation, what Mike's saying, is that they don't want to go from the bottom and work their way up. They want to jump
right
in and be a manager right now.
They want to start at $15 an hour.
Right. Right. And that's
where you've got
to
work your way up
the generations. Dude, I've been working since I was 15 years old until I was medically retired from the Marine Corps. And
right,
my grandparents always raised me with the moral of, hey, if you want something, you got to earn it. So I went out at 15
you work
and got
for
them
it
to sign to allow me to, as my legal guardians, to allow me as a minor to work for them because you had to be 16. And I worked for Wendy's.
Right.
You know, and I worked
right
at Wendy's for, I don't know, 9 months. And then I went and I worked at McDonald's, you know, and I found another opportunity at a grocery store. And I worked my way up then, you know, and then I went in the military. And I just, that's the thing, is if you want something out of life and you want to have goals and you want to be able to look back at life and say, okay, cool, I did this, you have to work on it.
But
the problem
that's not what this
generation today,
does.
Right, this generation wants it now. And that's not the way life works.
And they want it handed
to
them. They don't want to work a dime. They don't want to lift a finger for it. They want to have it handed to them.
Well, that's true. There's definitely a large contingency of people out there that certainly want that. And there's a large contingency of people out there in this country who think they shouldn't have to work at all. That because of virtue of their race or their gender or whatever the hell it is, they think that, you know,
right,
that you should just give stuff to them, you know.
Right.
Give me stuff because my skin's a certain color, or whatever it is.
I think Chris is right. We need to get into the wiretapping, but I think that this is an episode that's pretty important, you know, because it does come down to, you know, the kids getting on Social Security and shit like that don't need it, you know.
They're, sure.
I mean, that's an episode
they
I'd love
Social
to
Security,
get into,
though.
You know.
That's multiple episodes, man.
By the time those kids get up, I mean, there's barely
no
Social Security now. Those kids won't know what Social Security is when they get our age, man.
I'll
they
be lucky
won't even
if I
collect
a
Selectro. Like,
oh. Well, I'm
right
talking, you know, because they're on Social Security since they're 19 years old. Bullshit. You know, I'm on disability
right
because I'm agoraphobic, but I go out and sing karaoke, okay? Come on, guys. Do some investigating, okay? That's all I say.
I'm
government
a cowboy.
Hand people shit.
On the steel horse I ride. Right?
No, you know.
Yeah.
You want to know something? You know, you want to know something that's a little sad though, is that, like I said, I worked from the time I was 15 years old.
Served the country.
And
I served
my country not once but twice. Was medically retired, 80% disabled, with a beefed up back, and I've applied twice to my state to just try to get some kind of disability, you know, from my state, and have been denied
yep
twice.
Yep.
Yep. Welcome to America.
But you can have a 19-year-old agoraphobic that gets Social Security. Or
yeah,
here's one that'll get you. How about this one? You got a person that has 3 kids, and her kid has ADHD, and so this kid's eligible for Social Security automatically.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's America.
You know, I mean, a lot of kids had ADHD when they were kids.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies. For naked chicken chaloupers. It's America, boys. Yeah. Worship that shit. Love it. You know, I mean, come on.
It just,
it's Duck Dynasty time for all of us. Let's rejoice. You know?
What did you guys got a problem with? Did either of you see the 60 Minutes from last week? I missed it, and I was hoping one of you guys caught it, the one about
You talking about the American TV show?
Yes.
I haven't seen 60 Minutes in 20 years. I didn't even know it was still on. I'm serious. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's on Sunday nights. Yeah, they had a special. Yeah. It's on CBS on Sunday nights, but they had a special that they were going to be talking to these Americans who were losing their jobs, the people who were being brought in from India, and the Americans were being told that they were losing their jobs to them, but they had to train them before they left.
Wow. You know what I'd do? I'd train them. Wrong.
Oh, I'd train them to jack that place up, man.
You know, anytime my phone rings and I pick up my phone and go, hello? Hello, Mr. Malone. How are you today? I hang up. Okay?
Yeah, this is Terry from so-and-so.
Yeah,
Brian. I like Brian. That's my favorite.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. Hello, mister.
Jim Brain from Delhi.
How are you today? This is Brian. How may I help you?
Yeah, right. God, yeah. You know, and I'm not making fun of people from India. Well, yeah, actually I am, but...
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what. And I think, didn't I have you on the phone that time I did that, Chris? When the guy called and he was from somewhere else, and I'm like, okay, you're telling me your name's Brian.
Dude, you do that all the time, conference call.
Well,
I don't understand it.
Well, when they took
I'm
their
Kanye.
Line,
what's up, homie?
Dude, I called, I kid you not, Frontier Communications bought out another company in California. Well, the company in California agreed to use overseas people for their customer service. I spent 4 hours on the phone, kid you not, talking to 15 different Brians and got nowhere. I'm like, and
because
then I found out that my, then I found out that I forgot to pay my bill the next day, so I paid my bill.
It's because you didn't have your brain from SoCal,
but they couldn't tell me that in the first 5 minutes. It took them 4 hours to have me diagnose everything myself. You know, unplug this,
do you want?
You know the.
No, I got a call from Bing one time telling me how my computer was in trouble. You know, and they were calling from Windows.
Yeah, let me come into your computer.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no problem, Brian. Come on in.
Sorry, but I like to eat your cows, okay? What's up, homie?
That's all right. Your smart TV's looking at you now, so be careful.
Yeah. But see how that is? I mean, look at us. What a racist bunch of bastards we are. We're sitting here laughing at people from India. Next thing you know, we're going to be saying bad things about immigrants.
It comes back,
we're going
to
be bashing gay people.
Buy American, do American.
No, you're a hater, dude. That's what it is, Mike. You're a hater.
Not a hater. You know how many people
you're
would
far
have
right.
Jobs
you're
if
far
they were
right.
Sitting on a phone on technical support. Oh,
bullshit. You're a racist.
Don't wanna do that, right? Our people won't do that.
Shut up, racist.
Bite me.
That's where we're coming down to it. No matter what you do now, if you say something that goes against what, and I don't want to say the majority because I know these turd nuggets are not the majority. The far left is not the majority.
Turd nuggets. Now you're a racist.
Yes, I am. I hate all humanity equally, okay? It's got nothing to do with race. I don't like any of you. I don't even like me. Okay? So, this is why I'm the guy that America needs to listen to. Okay? You're all scum equally. Okay?
And
if
we
you
all
think
know,
for one second.
And now we all know why you're disabled.
No, but I mean, come on. Look, I know your mommy and daddy told you when you're growing up that you were special and that you could
did.
Be anything you want to be. Because you're an American. But no, because you're not special. Some of you are dumbasses. It's not your fault. It's, hey, kids, it's genetics. It's genetics. You know, mom and dad pissed in the gene pool, and you're the result. Okay, it's not your fault. Okay, we get that. But come on, we're not all special. We're not all wonderful. But, you know, hey, wonderful, special people do come along in this world. And we've had many of them. We had JFK. You know, we've had Martin Luther King. We've had Gandhi. We've had all these amazing human beings that have come along during these various generations and genres that have kind of tried their best to show us the way we need to go, you know. But we generally tend to kill those people, you know. But as a result, I mean, here's the thing. Look, Donald Trump is president, America. You may not like it. You know, I'm not thrilled about it. I'm not. But I look at it this way. I'm ultimately happy because Hillary is not president. And in my book, that's better. I don't know how much better that is, but it's better. So Trump is president. So to people that run the DNC and to people who run the GOP, if all of you assholes, and you all are assholes, if all of you assholes really believe in making America great and doing what's best for the citizens of this great nation, then get the hell over yourselves and let's start talking together and working together and finding some mutual common ground where we can all agree, hey, this is happy hunky-dory and rainbow puppy dogs and all that shit, and let's just get along and do something good for a change instead of blaming each other for all the crap we're equally guilty over. And that's Kevin's rant for the evening. Thank you very much, boys and girls.
Okay.
And the room goes silent.
Yeah. Well, if you don't like what I have to say, kiss my ass. Not you guys, but, you know.
Now, the wiretapping incident.
Yeah, the wiretapping we never seem to get to.
Don't know why.
Good God.
So Mike,
I don't know. It's
Mike,
not my fault.
Bitches. Actually, you know what, gents?
Spit it out, boy.
I didn't realize it was 11 o'clock. I didn't realize it was 11 o'clock. We have reached our hour time limit. So,
oh, wow.
Well, then I guess we got to continue this shit, don't we?
We're going to talk a little bit of wiretap next week. We'll talk about some other stuff that comes up in the news before then. And we will see if we can get Kevin to calm down a bit.
No, you can't.
Again, well, I think we need to go back and replay the marijuana one for him.
Nah, you ask for it, you get it, okay? That's how it goes.
Smoke a bowl before the show, Kevin.
I know.
I'm kidding.
I'm just passionate, guys. I'm just passionate. What can I say? I'm a man of passion. Or something.
Passion. He hates everybody.
I'm just an
They're
asshole.
All turd nuggets.
That's
I'm
right.
A man of passion.
You should all burn equally, including myself. Okay, there you go.
Well, I tell you what. I think because we're looked at by, you know, our powers to be as such dumb little minions running around. Maybe we should get them to pour the gasoline on themselves and light it to give us an example of what we're supposed to do first.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because we make them look good. We do.
I
we
like
make them look
guy.
Good. No, we don't make them look good. We make them look like the pieces of crap they are. Yeah, let them burn. There you go.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm all in favor.
What a show.
What a great
tonight,
show,
folks.
I thought. Yeah.
I'm sorry we didn't get to the wiretap incident. Honestly, turn on one of your major media networks. If you don't have television, go on the internet. If you don't have internet,
somebody
if you don't have
just go listen to Rachel Maddow. So he needs Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, get a little radio, listen to some NPR or something. You'll be all right.
Rachel Maddow, so, little Nancy Grace. You know. The Russians did it.
You know, by next week, we'll all be a lot more educated on it also because it goes on daily for the next 2 months, so we'll be able to update everything as it goes.
By next week, Vladimir Putin will be running Fox News, so hey, what is going on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So don't quote us on being here next week. We may not be allowed to.
That's right.
There is a possibility that we could be not permitted to be on the air. So
right.
We'll all be in the gulag somewhere.
Right.
We'll be censored.
I don't even like borscht or vodka, man. What the hell?
Actually, you know, I think Putin would rather stay on the air.
Yeah.
Staring at the wallet-sized tattoo of Putin and Jung Jung Kim that they put on our forearm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That show's going to suck, son.
There's another show for you, too. What's going on with North Korea, huh, boys?
I'm not watching that one.
No, I'm not either.
I'll watch Mama June from Not to Hot. The hell with that.
I am interested to see what she looks like with at the end.
Dude,
I am interested.
Are you
because
serious?
I heard,
you really want
to I
see?
Heard, I
okay, I just quit the show.
No.
Dude, I watched 5 minutes of that show. I watched 5 minutes of that show, and she was getting in the fridge looking for some food or something. And the lady came in and yelled at her, and I said, "This is enough. She's never going to be hot."
No.
Oh, no.
Seriously. They're not going to reveal her till the end, but she has gone down to a size 4.
Yeah, well, plastic surgery.
Yeah, well, so did death camp victims. What are you saying?
And then after the show's over, she's going to go back up to, and after the show's over, she's going to go back up to 400 pounds. So.
Well, you know what they say, you know.
Didn't she already kick her?
Beauty's only skin deep, but ugly goes right to the bone.
Did she kick her husband out already?
Well, yeah, because she went to go have an affair with the guy who molested one of her own daughters. That's
really?
What got her kicked off
that.
The air to begin. Yeah, that's what got Honey Boo Boo kicked off the air to begin with.
Oh.
You know, so you figured that's going to be the end of that, but no, she's going to go get, you know, silicone injected this and butt injected that. You know.
No, wait a minute.
So we'll put her back on for that.
I'm confused here. I'm confused here. Kevin said he was quitting the show because I said that I was just interested to see what she'd look like. But yet,
yeah.
He just gave us full description details of why
what
Honey
happened,
Boo Boo
yeah.
was kicked off the air.
It's well, there's a logical explanation for that, youngster.
So in other words, Chris is a closet watcher. He's a closet watcher.
I'd love to hear that, sir.
It's the same reason that I watch all the paranormal bullshit on TV. I do it so that my loyal listeners don't have to torture themselves. I suffer the tortures of the damned for the world. Okay, boy? You got
yeah,
it now? I suffer,
closet,
so you don't have to.
You're a closet listener. You're a closet listener.
I'm Saint Kevin.
Yeah.
Worship me as a way of life and kiss my ass, okay?
Or a closet watcher, that's right.
No, don't, I'm
Mike,
not a closet anything, son. I rejoice. I wave my freak flag quite gladly, okay? I ain't closet anything, okay?
No.
So let's not go there, bigot.
No, what he's not telling us is that in reality, Mike, he's really the president of the Honey Boo Boo fan club.
And Nickelback, too. And
yes.
I'm a believer.
So you're staring at the line. I'm like, oh my God, if I hear one more.
I'm the president of the Winger Fan Club International, okay? Okay. You know,
hey, there's nothing
and
wrong
Def Leppard is the greatest rock band ever.
And he really,
Winger?
Really,
I've never
really,
said
really
that.
Remind
he
me
loves,
never to speak to you again. You
he really
piece
loves,
of crap,
he really
you.
Loves Trump and he really loves Hillary. So he just was torn between the two, so he voted for Trump.
I got him figured out now, yeah. I think we got him figured out now, Mike. thanks to our brilliant, you know, detective type, you know, deduction going on here, I think we've got Chris figured
out. Oh my God!
Once and for all. Uh-oh, that's right.
These two are detectives, folks. These two are
He's a Nickelbackian. He's a Nickelbackian, and when people really aren't watching, he goes for these, you know, Hootie and the Blowfish retrospectives. Yeah, we've got Chris figured out now.
Hey, there's no, hey, dude, there is nothing wrong with listening to some Hootie and the Blowfish every once in a while.
Yeah.
I kind of dig it.
Yeah. Nothing
down.
Wrong with eating your own children either now, is there?
Well, I don't know. I just guess my generation has more of an open mind.
You know.
Well,
I
we
mean,
know that. Your generation has a big open mind.
You know, I mean, much as I love the 70s, which is my generation, I can't, you know, I have to take, you know, it was the 1970s that did give us, you know, the Bay City Rollers. So, okay.
What do you think?
And
wasn't it the late 60s? Wasn't it the late 60s, early 70s where the peace and love came through, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the 70s gave us Peter Frampton, too, and I'm sorry for that, everyone.
Oh, don't even knock Peter Frampton, dude. That's my guy.
I'm sorry for Peter Frampton. I'm okay. In you. You're in me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I didn't say all of them.
Sorry,
did I?
Sorry that we're not on the Boxcar Willie fan club with you there, bud. But we gotta.
Oh,
we gotta cut
you bastard! Boxcar Willie. Holy shit! You cruel bastard!
That was a blow.
I haven't heard Boxcar Willie in years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm sure.
Oh God.
I'm trying to figure out to take this job and shove it, dude. Convoy. Wow. Oh, we have went off the rails, boys and girls. In a bad way.
Oh, shit. Jesus. Now I can't quit laughing. Damn it, Chris.
I salute you, young man. That was brilliant.
And we have
Boxcar Willie.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, God, you shut me down quicker than shit.
And I didn't think anybody could ever shut Kevin down.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Of course, granted, my car Willie will not work a second time.
Mike has met me in person, man, and he could tell you that I might be just a generation behind, but I like to roll
right
with the older
us,
cats, man.
Yeah, he's with us. He's with
I've
us.
I've always liked the.
He's
I've always been the youngest of the crew that I've always run with, man. So I always have that generational mindset between with you guys. Well, I'm always right
I'll
there.
I'll
with
say
you.
This from
I'm
now on. I've got my eye on you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it this way,
I'm watching you.
When you were 10, Chris was hanging out. Or when Chris was 2, he was hanging out with 12-year-olds. Trust me.
Right.
I mean, come on. People from my generation of the 70s, I mean, about all we got to cling to, boys, is, you know, we're more twisted than everyone else. That's all we got. You know, when you kind of start encroaching on that, it's kind of like, okay, we're watching you now. You know, all I can say is, you know, when you least expect it, bitch. Okay? Because we're not taking this sitting down. Okay? I didn't get kicked off in the middle
nice
of my first
that.
Music show for nothing. Okay, remember that now. Do you remember this, Chris? I'm the only guy who got kicked off the air during a music show, okay? Remember the ground you tread on, boy?
I also remember the content of the songs that were not specifically okay for what we were doing.
I almost sent that to you tonight, just to remind you. Now, is that psychic shit or what there, son? Okay, that's psychic stuff right there. Okay. Because we remember that song, both of us do.
Oh, how
that will always go down as one of my proudest moments in life, okay? And I did, I did it with you. So I'm honored, brother.
Well,
you should have been there, Mike. It was a thing of beauty, son. It was a thing of marvel. Chris can tell you about it one of these days.
Oh my!
Yeah, it was something.
It was one of those. One of those. I was sitting here listening to the show, and then what?
It was a Kodak moment, even though it was strictly audio. It was a Kodak moment.
Bad back and all, I got out of my chair pretty quick to try to change it really quick.
Yeah. I'll send you the song that did it, Mike, okay? I'll send you the song that did
it.
You know, this was a bunch of people who, for some reason, didn't bother to really think seriously about who they'd just given an hour-long music show to. And which was me, and the direction I took it in.
Oh,
yeah, I thought it was beautiful. It was wonderful, and I was hipping people to kinds of music they probably hadn't considered before. You know?
Kevin was nice but, enough. Kevin was.
And
nice
if they haven't, they should have, right?
Kevin was nice enough to get me a nice little email about discretion.
I don't know what that word means. Yeah, discretion. I have no clue what that means. You know, discretion,
so Kevin,
morals, values, scruples.
Kevin wasn't politically correct.
Oh, no. He was anything but. He was about as far away from politically correct as you could get.
You know the scene, in Thelma and Louise, Mike, where Thelma and Louise are getting ready to, they're holding hands, getting ready to go off the cliff together?
Right.
You know that scene?
Yeah.
Well, that was politically correct. Thelma and Louise in the car was politically correct.
Where Kevin
took it was the dead
halfway
carcass of the fox that was down at the very bottom of the cliff that had been picked apart by buzzards.
No, Kevin took it. No, here's where Kevin took it. Here's where Kevin took it. Kevin took it as if Kevin's went out to California for the very first time, and someone has given Kevin the keys to a cannabis dispensary. and said, Kevin, you can have anything you want, and once you've ingested everything you want, you can make your own show. And that's what Kevin did.
But until you ingest it, you can't.
Well, nobody asked me ahead of time, and I remind you guys, no one asked me ahead of time what my plans were. All I knew was, Kevin, here's the song list you have to choose from. Anything that's in there is acceptable. Okay? Not my fault that anybody who gave me power never bothered to think, he might find some things in there we don't like. And
oh, wow.
I did.
Yeah.
And lots of it. Oh, dude. I opened up with a song I love to say, F, by the Murder Dolls. That was the first song I played. That should have told them what direction the show was going.
And these were all on the list,
mm-hmm.
right?
They were all in the acceptable list. But we weren't in prime time. We were in prime time. We weren't in the adult hours.
Yeah.
But nobody told me that.
So I didn't hear the first song because I was already out at the flagpole putting the red flag up. So I didn't get to hear the first song.
Yeah. here's where it went. It started out with the murder dolls. It went downhill rapidly from there, okay? Now, by the time I'm 30 minutes into the show, I've just finished playing a song called F Yourself by Steve Vai and Frank Zappa, which talks about up your nose where there are hoes, and then to go, okay.
Right.
And then the song that I was halfway through when I got kicked off the air was Jesus Thinks You're a Jerk by Frank Zappa. Okay. So, gives you a general rundown on the direction of the show as I went on. Well, the name of the radio show was Kill Ugly Radio. Okay, so this means Kevin is not going
Kevin.
To be giving you the
Kevin. Yeah,
you know, you're not going to get the Metallica retrospective. There's not going to be any, here's some lovely Bad Company. No, this is Kill Ugly Radio. You're getting Lou Reed. You know, you're getting G.G. Allen. You're getting anything I can come up with that will offend everyone.
And you got kicked off the air.
And it was beautiful, man. Oh, dude, it was beautiful.
So
I'm still so proud of that moment. No, it was
that wasn't, okay.
It was the first time someone said, okay, some bitch, carte blanche, go for it.
You got the list.
Yeah.
You can pick whatever you want. And first time Kevin got to go through and choose his own shit.
As long as it was within those selections of songs that they had online that I could draw from, I could play it. Okay, no one said, wait a minute, Kevin, you're in prime time when children are still listening. No one said that. I didn't care. It was like, play whatever you want, dude. If it's in this list, you can play it. Okay. So I'm out looking for every offensive song I can find. Because it's Kill Ugly Radio, dude.
I made the mistake. That is where I made the mistake of saying, Kevin, here's a stagecoach full of gold. Take the reins, sir.
Ride us into the abyss. Let us burn in hell with you.
Kevin's one of them. You need to put him, if you give him the reins of a show, you just put him at 2 a.m.
Yeah, limit my power, please. If you know what's good for you, you will limit my power.
2 a.m., yes.
Yep.
I don't do it on purpose.
I love you guys, but you're going to burn.
I recommend we let Kevin do a show called The Love Doctor.
Hey, I like that.
We'll call it the needs.
It's the STD hour with the Love Doctor. I've got what's making you itch.
Let's talk romance.
Tonight you go to bad place real quick.
Tonight's show is all about romance.
Oh, we're in trouble, boys.
Sounds to me like somebody's a little shy to share their promotion.
Yeah. Just sex, bro. Okay. Just sex, man. Doesn't mean what you get it from, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, guys got a little something for the guys. Girls got a little something for the girls. It's cool. Yeah, bro.
Dude, I'm just going to go catch some waves and, like, maybe skate by McDonald's later and pick up a burger or something.
Yeah. I just wanted to do a serious show, and you two clowns just screwed it all up. That's the problem. I'm trying to do something real here, man, and you guys are just going all over the damn place with your silliness.
And that's why we didn't get to wiretapping, because we were talking about your bromance.
That's right, dude.
Leave me alone.
Because wiretaps were apparently important. Somebody said they were. I don't know who.
Yeah, Boxcar Willie.
Come on.
But ladies and gentlemen, speaking of bromance, we cannot end the show because this timer is over, and it's telling me that if I don't end, like, very soon,
it'll
self-destruct. So,
no.
So, gentlemen, it has been great. It's been interesting tonight. But we cannot leave you without hearing some inspiring music. And
yes,
this is a friend of Mike and mine named Alex. And
what a star.
He wants to be a singer, and he's really striving to be a singer. And I believe he's, 29 years old? And, well, just have a good night, folks. We'll leave you with this. But good night.
Good night,
baby, you're a firework.